Good morning, South Lake. This is a unusual Sunday for a lot of different reasons. One, our service is different than typical, but today is very, very different. So, as most of you are aware, some of you are not, I need to make this announcement that we had a case of COVID in the building that we found out on Friday. It was limited to our youth wing. The individuals never came into the sanctuary or anywhere else in the church, and so we've taken precautions to protect the church. And so those that were in those areas who potentially may have been exposed are not here this morning. We've asked that people with in the kids programs, both in Kidstown and the children's area, not come in this morning. And they are not here, and this is why we have such a small attendance in the sanctuary this morning, is because of that message that went out. So for those of you that are here, I thank you. I want to reassure you that you're safe. We have no indication that the virus is here. However, I am the only one who was in that area that happens to be here this morning, because I'm the pastor. I had to be here. So I'm going to keep my distance. I won't handshake or hug anybody this morning. I just wanted to let you know that why. So let's talk about today, why we're here. So we are in a series called the Psalms. And this morning, we're going to be covering Psalms of Praise. And we thought our intention was to do something very, very different than a typical service. We didn't want to just worship and give a sermon and then depart and have lunch. We wanted this to be something more so you really understand what praise is. And I think most of us understand praise. So we're going to talk about that a little bit scattered throughout worship. We're going to worship the whole time we're here together this morning in different ways. And I hope you find this encouraging, enlightening, and uplifting. But to start us off, if I can have Alan, Christian, and Jonah come up on stage with me here. So this is a privilege that a lead pastor has, that we have new members that are joining the church. And this is something to be so very, very excited about. And we've been waiting to do this. Thank you. And so I want to take a few minutes and just talk to you a little bit about what this process is and to reaffirm what you guys believe. And so I'll have a few questions for you and I'll prompt you for a response. So the privileges and blessings that we have in community together in the Church of Jesus Christ are sacred and precious. There is in it such hallowed fellowship, care, and counsel that cannot be otherwise known apart from the family of God. There is the godly care of pastors with the teaching of the word and the inspiration of corporate worship like we're going to have this morning. And there is cooperation in service, accomplishing that which cannot otherwise be done. In other words, the church stands unique from culture and society. There are things that the church has the ability to do that we can only do because we are a community of believers. And so you three are being formally recognized this morning to be a part of that. So with that, I want to address this to you three. Today we affirm again the agreement, statement of belief of the Church of the Nazarene, that there is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that the Old and New Testament scriptures, given by plenary inspiration, contain all truth necessary to faith and Christian living, that human beings are born with a fallen nature and are therefore inclined to evil, and that continually, that the finally impenitent are hopelessly and eternally lost, that the atonement through Jesus Christ is for the whole human race, and that whosoever repents and believes on the Lord Jesus Christ is justified and regenerated and saved from the dominion of sin. That believers are to be sanctified wholly, subsequent to regeneration, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That the Holy Spirit bears witness to the new birth and also to the entire sanctification of believers. And that our Lord will return, the dead will be raised, and the final judgment will take place. Alan, Christian, and Jonah, do you heartily believe these truths? If so, answer, I do. Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And do you believe that he saves you now? If so, answer, I do. Desiring to unite with the Church of the Nazarene, do you commit to love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, as expressed by the covenants of Christian character and conduct? Do you commit to the mission of God as expressed in the doctrine, fellowship, and work of the Church of the Nazarene? Will you support the teachings of the Church of the Nazarene and strive, with God's help, to grow in your understanding and practice of the same in a way that enhances the witness of the Church? Will you endeavor in every way to glorify God by humble walk, godly conviction, and holy service, by devotedly giving of your resources, and by faithfully participating in the means of grace? Will you follow Jesus Christ all the days of your life, abstain from all evil, and seek earnestly to perfect holiness of heart and life in the fear of the Lord? If so, answer, I will. Southlake, the church is a community with a responsibility towards helping new members. Will you help shepherd these new members? Will you support them, pray for them, and represent Christ to them? If they should stumble, will you profess not to abandon them, but go to them in their darkest hour and guide them back to the light? Will you demonstrate Christ to them in all your actions? If so, answer, we will. We will. Awesome. Alan, Christian, and Jonah, I welcome you into the Church of the Nazarene and the fellowship of this local congregation with its benefits and responsibilities. May God bless you and keep you and enable you to be faithful in all good works, that your life and witness may be effective in care of the poor and oppressed and leading others to Christ. Let's give them a round of applause. And so we have a few gifts. We have a certificate of membership and a prayer journal to start them on their way as new members. And we also want to thank Judy. Pastor Judy has been here, and she teaches the membership class, and so she has had the honor of leading these three through the classes to get them to this point. So let's give them one more hand as they take a seat this morning.
And as we prepare to give of our resources, please join me in prayer. Lord, I just am so thankful for these new members. Lord, for these two young men that have grown up here. We've watched them since they were babies, Lord, and they have they've grown into such fine young men of God. And Lord, that they have chosen to become a dedicated part of our congregation, Lord, is just an amazing thing to see. And Lord, for Alan, that has come here a little later in his life, but is still a new part of our family, and we're so thankful for each and every person that has been brought into membership in this church, that as a family, Lord, your family here, we have supported and loved and cared for each other. And Lord, as you have been faithful these many, many months through this pandemic and through these crises, Lord, I pray that we would also be faithful and continue to be faithful to your kingdom, to what it takes to build your kingdom through giving, through sacrificing, and through the work that you have given us to do. Bless all the resources that are being gathered today, whether they be monetary, whether they be time, whether they be other resources, Lord, multiply them to your honor and to your glory. And then be with us in this celebration service, Lord. It may not feel so much like a celebration, and yet, Lord, every day that we have breath is a celebration and a cause and a purpose to praise you. So, Lord, be with the worship band as they lead us. Be with the readers who are bringing scripture to us. Be in this service in a very special way, Lord. And we thank you and praise you and ask these things according to your will and in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Well, even though we are not really having a traditional sermon, we're still going to have teaching this morning, and it'll come via way of Scripture. I believe that Scripture will teach us better than I can or any of the speakers up here. And so I thought the best way to enter into our worship this morning, our praise, is to give you a vision of our eternity, of what worship will look like. And so if we were to look at Revelation 4, verses 8 through 11, listen to what God says that we have to look forward to. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within. And day and night, they do not cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is, and who is to come." And when the living creatures gave glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever, and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive an honor and power for you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created. It's a beautiful picture of our eternity, what we have to come forward to, that there will always be worship, there will always be praise. And that's why these psalms are so very, very important, that we understand what praise is. Let me give you a quick definition. In the praise psalms, both individuals and community of God's people lift their voices in praise to God for who he is and what he has done. God deserves praise from every person. The Hebrew word halal is translated praise and is sometimes translated as boast, meaning to boast in the Lord and what he has done, and boast in whom he is as well. The book of Psalms closes with five psalms called Hallelujah Psalms. These psalms contain the phrase, "Praise the Lord," at their beginning and end. Church, we were a little bit disrupted this week. We are on a path, and the church has been open, and we have been without incident. I'm having a tough time this morning. My words are tripping over me. Or I'm tripping over my words. So we stumbled a little bit. That's okay. We anticipated this. We were prepared for this. Does that mean that we don't praise the Lord? Certainly not. We're going to praise him. We're going to give thanks to our Lord this morning. And so I want to start us off, and I want to read this. The exclamation of praise and worship at the beginning and end of Psalm 150 forms an inclusion, a set of parentheses within which the psalmist directs the worshiper and reader to use every possible musical instrument to praise the Lord. So you're going to see here that we're going to begin and end with the words, "Praise the Lord." So let's take a look at Psalm 150, if we can pull that up. And we're going to have a little bit of fun this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
As we begin in worship today, we're going to be singing a lot of songs this morning. So as we go through our worship time together, you're welcome to stand, you can sit, however you feel you'd like to worship this morning. But would you sing along with us this morning as we sing Open Up the Heavens? Sing this together. We have waited for this day.
We've waited for this day. We're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing.
Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Sing your presence in this place,
your presence in this place, your glory on our face. We're looking to the sky, descending like a cloud. You're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing.
Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. The mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
Scripture is from Psalms 95:1-7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are people of His pasture, the flock under His care. Praise His name.
Amen. With those words in mind, let's sing together, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name."
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him, Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him, Lord of all. He chosen seed of Israel's race, He ransomed from the fall. Hail Him who saves you by His grace, and crown Him Lord of all. Hail Him who saves you by His grace, and crown Him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to Him all majesty ascribe and crown Him Lord of all. To Him all majesty ascribe and crown Him Lord of all.
Lord, You are my God. I will exalt You and praise Your name. For in perfect faithfulness, You have done wonderful things, things planned long ago.
Amen. Let's sing this song together. Great things. The Lord has done great things for us. Come, let us worship our King.
Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. O hero of heaven, You conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. O God, You have done great things. We dance in Your freedom, awake and alive. O Jesus, our Savior, Your name lifted high. O God, You have done great things.
Faithful through every storm.
You've been faithful through every storm. You'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things. And I know You will do it again. For Your promise is yes and amen. You
God, you do great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh, God, you have done great things. Above it all, hallelujah, God, unshakable, hallelujah, you have done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it all, hallelujah, God, unshakable. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh God, you have done great things. You have done great things. Oh God, you do great things.
Can have a seat. So throughout our journey together here, I've had an illustration that I keep coming back to, that scripture, remember this, that it intertwines and it tells a continual story, and the more you get to know it, the stronger that story becomes. That's why knowing scripture is so important. So I'm not going to read from just the Psalms this morning. I want to read from other parts of Scripture that will point towards Psalms and point towards praise. And we're going to have this interlocking of praise, a better, deeper understanding. So 1 Peter 2, verse 9 says this, "But you," meaning you, South Lake, "are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." That's who you are, church. You need to hear that this morning. Because if we're going to praise, we have to know who we are, right? We have to know who God has declared us to be so we can give praise. The modes of praise are many, including the offering of sacrifices. We won't be doing that this morning, by the way. Physical movement, silence and meditation, testimony, prayer, and a holy life. Even your own living is praise to God. How you choose to live your life is a praise to God. However, praise is almost invariably linked to music, both instrumental and especially vocal. Biblical songs of praise range from personal to formal praise and hymns adapted for corporate worship in the temple and the church. While the Bible contains frequent injunctions for people to praise God, there are also occasional warnings about the quality of this praise. Let me say that again. Quality of praise means something. Praise is to originate in the heart and not become mere outward show. This isn't demonstrating to others how well you can sing or how you want to be perceived in knowing God. This is a heart condition expressed to Christ himself, and you want to praise him. Corporate praise is to be carried out in an orderly manner. Praise is also firmly linked to an individual's everyday life. So let us look at another psalm. Let us look at Psalm 100 this morning. It'll be up on the screen here. shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and we not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Amen. This next song we're going to sing is Waymaker. Such a beautiful song, and it gained popularity just as we went into this time during the pandemic. And I believe that that song was written for this time. And so let's sing this together. You are here, moving in our midst.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you.
Let's sing that again. See it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working.
stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Well, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship. Feeling you're working, you never stop, you never stop working, you never stop, you never stop working.
Amen.
Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the ones who seek him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
Amen. Would you sing this great hymn with us? Great is thy faithfulness.
Lord, unto me.
Participate with us in this responsive reading this morning. I will extol the Lord at all times.
His praise will always be on my lips.
My soul will boast in the Lord.
Let the afflicted hear and rejoice.
Glorify the Lord with me.
Let us exalt his name forever.
I sought the Lord and he answered me.
He delivered me from all my fears.
Those who look to him are radiant.
Their faces are never covered with shame.
The poor man called out, and the Lord heard him.
He saved him out of all his troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him.
And he delivers them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
Let's sing together about the goodness of our God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails. All my days I've been held in your hands. The moment that I wake till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will. Led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Sing that chorus again.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I have made, I will see of the goodness of God.
Corinthians 9, verse 13 states, because of the proof given by this ministry, they will glorify God for your obedience to your confession of the gospel of Christ and for the liberality of your contribution to them and to all. What Paul is saying in that short verse is that our testimony, who we are, how we live out our lives, gives praise to God. People will be changed by our actions. We are to witness to non-believers. We are to share our testimonies. We are to make disciples of all nations. We witness so that one day non-believers can join us in praising God. We want those who do not call upon the name of the Lord yet to one day praise and rejoice with us, beside us. Church, here's what I want you to hear. We are to praise continually. This is the point of the lesson this morning. It's not that we are just gathered here with these incredible, talented people behind me who give their time to lead us in worship. We are grateful for them and their talents, but it doesn't end there. When you walk out these doors, everything you do is praising God. Have you ever been around that one person who just, it seems to light up your life, regardless where you're at? You bump into them in Walmart or Meijer or wherever, and they talk to you for just 30 seconds, and you're like, wow, I needed to hear that. Why does that happen? I can tell you why it happens for me, because throughout that, they are continually praising God. They are thankful. Church, whatever we do, wherever we go, may you praise God. You are going to impact the lives of those that do not know Christ yet by your actions. It's not just your words, it's in how you act. Think about that as we read Psalm 113 this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. His glory is above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Our actions, our praise, are going to affect countless lives. I often use the analogy, and I hope you take this with you. I said that I grew up on a farm, and we had ponds and creeks and whatnot. And as a little boy, as little boys do, we have to throw rocks in water. It's just a requirement. And so, growing up as a little boy, taking a rock and throwing it into a pond and watching that ripple go out, and you never really know where that ripple is going to hit or what it's going to do. South Lake, brothers and sisters, your testimony is that very ripple. When you share it, you have no idea where it's going to go or the lives that it's going to impact. Do not be afraid to give praise. Do not fear to share with others your pain. Do not fear to share your story. It is beautiful, and God created it uniquely just for you so that you would share it. Let us listen to the words of Isaiah 61, verses 10 and 11. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes the things sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. God will cause righteousness and praise. So when is God to be praised? In the Old Testament, there were times of special praise. Sabbaths, new moons, and festivals. In Psalm 119, verse 164, the psalmist says, seven times a day I praise thee for thy righteous ordinances. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. We just read that in Psalm 113, verse 3. And in Psalm 145, 1, it says, I will extol thee, my God, my King, and bless thy name forever and ever. A dedication to a life of praise is expressed in Psalm 146, verse 2. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have being. I think that one kind of sums it up pretty nicely, doesn't it? In the New Testament, likewise, there are special times of praise. But the whole of a Christian's life is intended to be devoted in word, prayer, action, and to the praise of God. Let us look at Psalm 47. It begins, Oh, clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with the voice of joy. For the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdues people under us and nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob, whom he loves. God has ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a skillful psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have assembled themselves as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted.
As we conclude our service today, we're going to have two blessings, a musical blessing and a spoken blessing. And this song is based from the Numbers scripture, the Lord bless you and keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. So I'd invite you to stand as we sing this morning.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Sing that again.
Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
His favor be upon you in a thousand generations, in your family, in your children, and their children, their children. May His favor be upon you in a thousand generations, in your family, in your children, and their children, their children. May His favor be upon you in a thousand generations, in your family, in your children, their children, their children. May His favor be upon you in a thousand generations, in your family, in your children, their children, their children. May His presence go before you.
Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." If you would like to receive a blessing this morning, would you rise and hold out your hands like this? Brothers and sisters, we have spent the morning in praise, giving thanks to our God for all He has given us. Through this series, I hope that you are learning the different emotions that we experience. Last week, we talked about in every circumstance to be thankful. Today, in every circumstance, to give praise. May you do so in such a way that not only affects others, but affects your family, that for generations and generations to come, that your family, your children, give praise to the Lord, to thank Him, to worship Him, and to carry on this blessed journey that we have. Church, God loves you. Give praise throughout this week. let us continue to worship and close in song.
Dismissed.